Let's go back to the Mishnah that we started a week ago on Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph. Chomit shel nochri she'over lo ha-pesach muter ba'no v'shal Yisrael asur ba'no she'nemar lo yiro lecha si'or. Rashi says that this is a knas if the Yisrael owned the chomits during Pesach and violated ba'yiro ba'yimotzei. And that's why the chametz is asur b'ano after Pesach. Now, the question is whether the iser hanos chametz, in the case of chametz shavu of Pesach, is doraisa or derabbanan. And this is a machlokas tanoim. And then afkamin, of course, will be whether you get malchus for eating this chametz shavu of Pesach. If it's only derabbanan, then you would only get Makas Mardus at the worst. So we have the following. Rabbi Yehuda holds, as we saw, that Chametz Liachar Zmano is Belav, and therefore you violate a Lav to Oraisa. There's no Kares, but there's Malk. So according to Rabbi Shimon, Chametz Liachar Pesach on a Doraisa level is not Osir. Toksman, of course, it's a Chiv Kares. The Gemara tells us, as we saw 2 days ago, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, there are three psukim that formulated an Iser Lav of Achilus Chometz, and one of those three is for Chometz, Sha'arva Lava Pesach. Rabbi Shimon holds that there's only one pasuk for an Iser Chometz, the other two psukim he needs for Chometz and his Chometz, Machmas Dover Acher, or for the Iser of Chametz bePesach Mitzrayim, to tell you that Iser only lasted 1 day and not 7 days. The Gemara that we saw today analyzes our Mishnah and tries to figure out who is the author of our Mishnah. Could it be Rabbi Yehuda? Or could it be Rab Shimon? And the Gemara quotes the Machlokas between Rav Acha Bar Yaakov and Rav Acha Bar Yaakov is of the opinion that the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. And even though according to Rabbi Yehuda, Chametz is Osir Banoa Midaraisa, even after Pesach, that's only with regard to Chametz Shel Yisrael. Chametz Shel Nachri is Mutar Banoa. And this he derives from Gzeirah Shavah, from Si'or Si'or. We weren't sure whether it was Gzeirah Shavah or was the Alfusa. But in any event, just like Sa'ar with regard to Bal Yirah only applies to Chametz Shel Yisrael, so too the Iser Achila only applies to Chametz Shel Yisrael. Rava disagrees with Rav Acha, and he attributes the authorship of our Mishnah to Rabbi Shimon. It says that in our Mishnah that Chametz Shavah Lav Pesach is Asur. The answer is, even though it's not awesome in the Raisa, but nevertheless, the Chacham made a Knas, and they generated and enacted an Iser, Achilin Hanof, Achamit Shavalov, Bevay Rabbi Yamatzi. Rashi says, Dibra Maskel Bishlema, that according to Rava, our Mishnah is referring to Chamit Shal Yisrael, which is Aser Mishum Knas, if the Yisrael was over Bevay Yiroa on this chametz, but in the case of a nachri, there's no bal yirah, and therefore there's no room for a knas. The Rishonim Paskin la halacha, the Rif, the Balamor, the Itur, the Rambam, the Meiri, and others Paskin like Rava. In fact, the Gemara seems to assume later on, we didn't get to it yet, that even Rav Acha Bar Yaakov rescinded his original position. The Ritva and the Meiri write on Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph, that even though the Mishnah only formulates a heter hano with regard to chametz shenochri shavu'ah of a Pesach, but it's also mutar ba'achila. The only reason the Mishnah mentions hano and not achila is because the Mishnah wanted to contrast this with chametz shel Yisrael shavu'ah of a Pesach, which is also not only ba'achil but even ba'hano. The Rambam at the beginning of Hilchas Chametz U'Matzah paskins that Chametz Shavu'ah Lav HaPesach Osur B'Hano Li'Olam V'Dover Zeh K'nasu Midivrei Sofrim Mipnei Sha'avra al Ba'yiro Ba'yimotze Asruhu. Oh, now the Rambam says the following. Vafilu hi nicho bishgaga o be'ones. You might ask, well, if he violated Ba'yiro Ba'yimotze b'mezid, I understand that he's worthy of a knas, but what about a case of shogeg? He's not worthy of a knas, and how much more so ones? Says Ram, nevertheless, they included even the cases of Shkog and Onis in the Easter of Chomet Shavu LePesach, Kedei Shlo Yaniach Odom, Chomet Pershusa VePesach, Kedei Shehenebo Achara Pesach. So in any event, it's clear that the Ram Paskins like Reb Shimon, the Easter I know of Chomet Shavu LePesach is only Derabbanon, and that's how the Rosh Paskins as well. In the Sugya, there's Machlokas Tanoim also with regard to Chomitz Lifnei Zman. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Chomitz Lifnei Zman was also Bachil Banom Midoraisa, and Rabbi Shimon says Midoraisa everything's Mutter. The Rush proves that even Rabbi Shua agrees, even Rabbi Shimon agrees that there's an Isra Achila Kodem HaPesach Lachar Sheishos, and that's a result of the Chiyuv Birur, but he can implement the Birur through burning, and then he could use the chametz as lasiko tachas tavshilo to heat up his pot of food. And the Rush goes on and says he's allowed to sell it to a nachri. That's also a form of beer chametz, shall we say. La'halacha, there's a machlok saposkin with regard to how we paskin on chametz lifnei zmano. The Rav of the Bala Or and the Itur paskin like Reb Shimon, but they agree that Chomitz Lifnei Zmano is awesome in Rabbanon. The Ram on the other hand paskins that are Ochel Chomitz Mishay Shal Salamala Loke Makas Mardus. Ochel Mitchila Shal Shvias Loke Midaraisa. And it's clear, therefore, that the Ram paskins like Rabbi Yehuda that Chomitz Kodem Zmano is awesome Achila Midaraisa. And presumably that would apply to Hanoah as well. The Rush says that even though liachar zmano we paskin la'alocha like Reb Shimon, nevertheless with regard to chametz lifnei zmano we paskin like Reb Yehuda, and the Rush proves that from our Mishnah on Daf Chaf Aleph. The Mishnah says avar zmano osur bana also, whereas according to Reb Shimon, it's only osur after Pesach, but not Kishofer Zmano be Erev Pesach. And the Gemara on Daf Yud Gimel also seems to be a proof that we paskin with regard to Chometz Lifnei Zmano like Rabbi Yehuda. Now let's mention here the Avi Ezri at the beginning of Hilchos Chometz Matzah. He writes that we learn in a Mishnah in Negoim that Beged HaMenuga is Osir Bana, and the Rash Mishans in his Pirush HaMishnayis in Negoim Perek Yud Aleph writes that this Isur of Beged HaMenuga is derived from what the Torah says of Vayikra Yud Gimel Ba'esh Tisrofu. Now if we apply this to Chometz, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says in the Mishnah that Ein Bir Chometz Al Sreifa, there should be an Isur Doraisa Bana of Chometz because you need to burn it. And if we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that Bir Chometz requires Sreifa, then we have to assume that there's an Isur Dorais and Hanov from Chometz Liachar HaPesach. And he writes that when the Torah says you have to burn the Chometz, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it doesn't mean for sure, there's no proof, shall we say, that there's also an Isur Hanov. Okay, let's move on to the Maskon of Rav, that according to Rav Shimon, the Isur Chomet Shavala Pesach is a Knas, and now we have the Kasha of the Achronim. Even according to Rav Shimon, there should be an Isur of Chomet Midoraisa. And why is that so? Because we should derive a Kavachom from Orla. Orla is Lo Nevda Ba'Avera, and yet it's Asur Ba'Noah. And that was the sugi back on Daf Chaf Hey. And how much more so chomet should be osur banah? So the Minchas Chinuch and others have a different question. Why don't we say the chametz aser b'hanah because of the iser of lo sochal kol toeva? And the Gemara darshens that pasuk as referring to an iser, deriving an iser hanah v'vashel basar b'cholav. So once the Torah prohibits chametz b'achila, it's included therein is it should be an iser hanah. Now let's discuss. And that's the main topic that we wanted to study, the Iser Hanah of Chametz Shavuot Pesach in the case of Shogeg and Onus, which we saw in the Rambam. The Gemara says that according to Reb Shimon, Chametz Shavuot Pesach is Osami Din Knas Derabbana. What happens in a case where the chametz was in the rishus of the Israel ba'ones o b'shgaga? Even in this case, shall we say that even in this case, there's an iser hanah with chametz sha'over lava pesach or not? The Rashbates writes that chametz be'en she'eno yochel avaro. You have a piece of chametz and you can't destroy it. For example, your chametz is currently in the Rishus of the Nochri. You can't get access to it. Or, perhaps it's Bechorei Abayis Al Yonim V'Tachtonim and you cannot get access to your chametz. Or it's in the Chor Kosel Beino Levein Chavero. Or in the case of chametz Shanofel Alav Mapolis. In all these situations, the chametz is not Birshuso, and he doesn't violate Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzeh. Says the Rashbates, nevertheless, after Pesach, it's Osir Banah. It's included under the Iser of Chametz Shavuot Pesach. Even though, on a Doraisa level, it's Mutter, but it becomes also according to Reb Shimon because of Knas. And even though the knas is because he violates Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzeh, and here in these cases he didn't violate Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzeh, nevertheless the chametz is asur after Pesach. And the Rashbates claims he has a hochacha from the Gemara. He doesn't tell you exactly where the hochacha is, but the Magia in his Ha'oris on the Rashbates, he says it's based on the Ramban on Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, who has a proof from Machno Shel Nochri Umalai Shel Nochri, and for this we'd have to learn a sugya in Masechta Bava Kama. However, let's go on. The Manig writes that we paskin that Chomet Shel Yisrael Shavu Lav Pesach, although it's also a knas, if lo yochel hoy levaro, if he couldn't destroy it, let's say, for example, nafol of mapoles, there's no knas, according to Reb Shimon. And it's mutama no liachar Pesach, since he didn't violate Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzeh. How much more so if he didn't know about the chametz until after Pesach, he certainly doesn't violate Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzeh, claims the manig, and therefore the chametz is not asur. So the premise of the Sefer Manig is that in order to be included in the Knas, the Chometz has to have been in violation of Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzeh. If there's no violation of Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzeh, then there's no Knas, and there's no Iser Hanah and Chometz Shavuot Pesach. In contrast, the Rashbates says that even in a case of Eino Yochel Levaro, and he gave four cases that we mentioned earlier, there is still, nevertheless, an Iser Hanah after Pesach, and Chometz Shavuot Pesach applies. How does the Rambam paskin? We mentioned the Rambam earlier. Chometz Shavuot Pesach also b'hanah li'olam. V'dover zaknasu midivrei sofrim de'sha'over al bayirah bayimotzeh asru. V'afilu inicho b'shogeg o be'ones. Nevertheless, it's asur. Kidei shelo yaniach Adam chametz b'shusa b'pesach kidei sheyena bo achra pesach. In other words, the Isa was an all-encompassing Isa. Chametz shel b'pesach is also, we don't want a person to have any vested interest in leaving his chametz till after Pesach. So we, in order to block that and make sure that no one would be tempted to leave his chametz somewhere in order to enjoy the benefit of after Pesach, then the Rabbanon said chametz shavu l'Pesach is also period. Now, what is the source for this Rambam? So we have here is Rava in the Talmud Bavli that says our Mishnah reflects the Shita Rav Shimon, and there's a Knas to Rabbanon on Chometz Shavu l'Pesach because of the violation of Hayirah by Yimotze. But it would sound like from the Lashon of the Bavli that quote-unquote, Kevin Sha'ovrolov Bal Yirah Bal Yimotze Asubana, that if he didn't violate Bal Yirah Bal Yimotze, let's say he was Mafkir his Chometz or he's Onus, then in such a case the Chometz would not be also even Mirabbanon. However, that's as far as the Bavli is concerned. In the Yerushalmi, in Perek Beis of Pesachim, we have a machlokes between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. What's the case? Chometz shehefkiro. What's the status of chometz that was hefker liachra Pesach? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asur, Rabbi Shimon Lakish Mutter. The Gemara initially wanted to say that the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish depends upon whether or not you can be mafkir something and it's hefker before someone else was zocha in it. Is that hefker meaningful? That's machlokes Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir Masechta Nedarim in the case of Mudar Anomi Chavero, and now he wants to give him something to eat. Rabbi Meir says he can be mafkir it, leave it on a sella, because once it's hefker, it leaves his rishus, and he's not being mahanis chavero b'mamono. Rabbi Yossi says no. Lo yotza hachefetz mershuso behefker ad shebolish zoche. And therefore, at this point, any hanah that the mudar hanah would get from this object would be straight from the madir. The Gemara actually backtracks and rejects this interpretation and offers a substitute interpretation, and that is, are we choshesh leha'arama? A person will say that he was mafkir, but he never really intended to be mafkir. Reish Lakish says we have to be choshesh leha'arama, and Rabbi Yochanan says we're not choshesh. And in the Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yochanan turns to Reish Lakish and he asks him the following kash. He says, Eina to modeli mishesh shos lemalashu asur. And on that question, Reish Lakish responds, Taman isuro garamlo, hamani hama islach lememar. And the Gemara says that the nafkamina between Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is the case of chomet shenaflo mapolis. If we're going to assume harama, here there's no harama because the chomet is buried under the debris. But if we're going to assume that the reason is because he'll be zocha, and at some point in the future he'll be zocha on it, then that logic applies even in the case of chomet shenaflo of mapolis. And the Pnei Moshe on the Yerushalmi explains that if the machlokus is about harama, then in the case of nafal of mapolis, there's no harama because it fell memela on the chomets. And if he'll clear away the debris after Pesach, and he finds the chomets there, it's going to be mutol yachar Pesach ba'ano. There is no chayshin el aroma. If the reason for chomets shalva Pesach was because of zechia, like the Gemara thought originally in the explanation of Rabbi Yochanan, that it's his chametz, the Jew owns the chametz because it never left his rishus, then here also, the chametz never left his rishus in the case of Nofel or Mapoles, and therefore it should be usur after a Pesach. The Yerushalmi at the end says that in Ger Shemes v'niach achrav chametz mutol yachrav Pesach kol adeyes mishum t'lo shaychus kan haroma shrei lo hifkir es hachametz. I mean, the haroma business, the trick is when he's mafkir. It's not shaykh talk about zechia because there were no bailim on this chametz from the moment that the ger died. Now let's go back to the Rambam. The Rambam says that Chomet Sha'ovar Olova Pesach applies the Isra Hanoah even in a case of Shogeg or Ones. And the Rambam's explanation was Kadesh Lo Yaniach Odom Chomet Bershusa BePesach Kadesh Yehenav Oliachar Pesach. It's explicit that the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yochanan in the second explanation of Rabbi Yochanan Yushalmi, that we have a chashash of haroma. And when is there a chashash of haroma? In cases where he was shogeg or mezit. Now, the Achronim understand that according to the Rambam, even if he doesn't violate by Rabbi Matzah in the cases of Onis or Shkoga, the chametz is still aser ba'no. And there are quite a few sources for such in Shas for such an opinion. For example, the Magid Mishnah claims that the source for the Rambam is the din of Yisrael Shehirhin Chemtzo Eitzel Nochri. And the Kesef Mishnah tells us to look in the Sugya on Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis that begins on Lamed Amid Beis and records Machlok Shin Abai Verov in the case of a Balchov, whether he's Govel or Mafreya or Mikan Ulahava. So you have Alva, and the Malva goes ahead and he sells the Mashkon. Well, actually, let's leave out the Mashkon. Let's see, Balchov. Oh, yeah. Govel Mafreya or Mikan Ulahava. Yeah, that's the case of a Mashkon. So again, according to Abaye, Balchov is Govel Mafreya. So the Mashkon was his. If, let's say, the Lova, in fact, later on defaults on the loan, and it was his Lamafreya, that's called Balchov Govel Lamafreya. So the Balchov therefore sold an object which was his. It was rightfully, legally his, because Balchov Lamafreya was Govel. So at the time of the Mechira was already his. We didn't know that, but Igloi Milsa. Rava says that Balchov is only Govel Mikan Lahava from the moment that we collect this Mashkon, because the Lova defaults on the loan. From that moment and on, the Malva gains ownership over the Mashkon. And what was the logic of Rava to postpone the Kinyan and not apply the din of the principle of Lamafreya? Kevan She'ilu Hoyolomos, if the Lova would find cash, he could get back his mashkon by paying up the loan. Nimtza shirak mizman shoyetzorch lefroa velo para nasa shalo. Only from the time that the loan came to its term and is collectible, and the lova now reneges, he defaults on the loan. From that point and on, the malva acquires ownership over the mashkon. And the reason for that is because the lova could always be mesalikim b'mos. So it's only from the time that he has to be porea and he can't pay back the loan, that's when the collateral becomes owned or is owned now by the malva. And if the malva went ahead and he was magdish or he sold it before the time of the pirona chov, that sale, that hegdish, is not valid. It was not his, because Balchov Mikan Ulahavahu Gove. Now the Gemara asks a kash on Rava. The Mishnah says that Nochri Shehilva Yisrael Al Chemtzo is Acher Pesach Mutar Bano, meaning that this chametz was owned by a guy. And if Rava is correct, that a Balchov is Gove Rak Lahaba, is nimtza shayashayach liyisrael bepesach v'tzorch leyoser. What it means is that if the Yisrael gives chametz to a nochri as a mashkon, so the Yisrael borrowed money from the goy is now holding on to the mashkon, which happens to be chametz. So then, if the, let's say the lova, the Yisrael in this case, reneges and he defaults on the loan, so Koin Tabaye, the Nochri, owned the Chametz from the get-go, Lemafreya, from the time of the Alva. But according to Rava, it's only Mikan Lahabu Gova. So during this, the course of this time period, before the Shas Piron, when the Yisrael couldn't pay up, during that period of time, the Mashkon belongs to the Yisrael. And therefore, the question is, how according to Rava, who says, Mikanu labo gover, how are we going to explain the Mishnah? And again, the Mishnah says, Nachri Shehilva Yisrael al Chemtso. So the Nachri extended a loan to the Yisrael and he received Chametz. He got an expensive bottle of Chametz to go whiskey as collateral. His Mutav Anah. Now, as we don't say it belongs to a Jew, well, wait a minute. Why are you saying that? I mean, according to Rava, it doesn't make any sense because Rava maintains the position that Balchov Mikano Lahavu Nifso. So during this entire period, the Chametz belonged to the Yisrael, even though it was Bershus Ha'akl. So in order to defend Rava from that Mishnah, the Gemara says that it's a case of Herhinu Etzlo, which means he nicho etzlo es amashkon. Herhinu etzlo, in other words, the lover brings the mashkon over to the malve. And in such a case, Rava admits that the Balchov, meaning the guy here who's the lender, the Malve, is Govel Lamafreya. He collects the Mashkon Lamafreya. And in this case of Chametz, it means that from the time of Herhinu Etzlo, the Chametz belongs to the guy. The final Maskon of the Gemara is that the case is that the lover said to the malva that if I don't pay you up until a certain date, the mashkon should be yours from now. In other words, the stipulation was that the lover gave it to the malva now as a kinyan. So the malva becomes the proud owner of this whiskey immediately. Why? Because the lover said to the malve, in this case the Jew said to the guy, that I'm giving you this mashkon and it's yours if I don't pay the chov. It's yours from now. Therefore, in such a case, that the mashkon should be his lemafreya, the nachri, shehilvel Yisrael, that chometz is mutter liachra pesach. Because from the get-go, it belongs to the Rishus of the Malva, the Nochri. Yisrael Shehilvel and Nochri. Now we have another case where the Yisrael is not the borrower, but rather the lender, is Omeid HaChomets Rishus of the Osir. The Imlo Omalo Nishar Rishus Alova. So unless he makes an explicit condition, then the mashkon is in the Rishus Alova. Lachen Kshu Yisrael is Asur V'Kshu Nachri Mutter. So what do we see now? That there's no distinction made here in terms of the Isur Chometz in a case where he was not Porea, whether it was Ones or Ratzon. In other words, the Iser of Chomet Shavuot of Pesach is going to apply even if the Lova, let's say the Israel, was in a state of Ones and he didn't have the money to repay the loan and he wasn't Porea. And in such a case, even though it was an Ones, we still apply the Iser of Chomet Shavuot of Pesach. This, says the Magid Mishnah, is the source for the Rambam that even in a case of Ones, the Chometz is also Liachar Pesach. Now, one of the super commentaries on the Rambam, his name is Rav Lau, is the Diri Yirmiyo, and he writes on the Rambam that there's a source for the Rambam from the Mishnah of Bava Kama. We indicated this Mishnah earlier. It says, Gozal Chometz vi Orlova Pesach. The Gazlan took the chametz, and now it's after Pesach. Omer lo, he can return the chametz and say to the nigzal, Hareishal cholofanecha. Even though the nigzal was onus, the chametz should be osur ma'anah. Now, again, the Rambam says that bein b'shkogim bein b'ones. So, in this case, that the gazlan says to the nigzal, areishal chol fanecha, it should be chometz shel avol of a pesach. You'll tell me, well, you know, the nigzal couldn't have done anything. He didn't have access to the chametz that was stolen from him. And now when he gets it back, he should be allowed to use it because there's no violation of Al Yerov Ha'Imotze, at least not deliberately. His hands were tied. The object, the chametz, was stolen. So again, even though the nigzal is anus, the chametz is aser b'ana, according to the Rambam. So why does he say areishal chol fanecha and he returns gzela? Unless he'll say that even in a case where the gazlan is returning an object of zero value, it's valueless. Nevertheless, if it's a physical object, that's enough to pater up the gazlan from a chiyuv hashaveh shem gzela shar gazal. The Pri Chadash wants to prove the psak of the Rambam that even if the chametz was in his rishus ba'ones, it's asur from the Yushalmi. Again, the Yushalmi quotes Rabbi Yochanan that chametz shehefkiro is asur yachar pesach, and the Gemara in Yushalmi offers two explanations. Either because the hefker does not take the chametz out of his rishus until someone else is zocher, or because of the chashash of harama. And then afkamida would be in the case of chametz shenafal of mapolis, because in such a case, there's no harama. There's no harama. You can't say that he was holding on to the chametz. He had no access to the chametz. Now, I'm trying to figure out what he means here. Let me just read it to you for a second. It says, "Ilu hoya monea bitul esa iser hana yicholam ayulomar shenafkimina bein shnei atamim bitlo bifnei edim shalitama roma lo shayach sharei edim yicholam lekachto u mutarano vilu tam shal zchia nishar kayam ve'osir bano." So let's see if we can understand, make out the Pnei Yoshua's proof to support the Rambam. The Yushalmi gave two explanations that we saw, and the Yushalmi establishes the nafkamina between these two explanations is the case of Chometz Shenafal of Apoles, where he still owns the Chometz, the Jew, but there's no possibility of Harama. We have no Chashash Harama here in this case. Now, if he was monea es bitul isra no, if we were to say that chomet shenofel of mapoles would prevent and be mafkia the isra hana, what would happen? I see. He's talking about the following question. This is a really basic question. Does chametz shavol pesach apply in the case where someone was mevatel his chametz? Now let's assume a person was mevatel his chametz and now we want to know if that would be enough, since it saves him and protects him from Bayerov Ha'Imotze. Would that be enough to remove that chametz from chametz shomel oval of a pesach? Because he was mevatel the chametz, and therefore there's no violation of Bayerov Ha'Imotze. So it works like this. If you're going to go with the tam of harama, if he did bittel, and we have ample proof that he did bittel, let's say he was mevatel chametz in the presence of two edim, so then it's not shaykh to apply the principle of chayshin al harama, as if to say that this was a false sale or something like that. It's not a false sale. It's a full-fledged, genuine sale. There were two edim who saw and witness the entire story. But if we go to the time of Zechiah, then we could say that it's Aser Bana. Now, I'm not sure what he means. Why does Prichardish think that if Bittel, that Bittel would not be enough to obviate and prevent the Isur of Chomet Shalva Pesach? Why not? Because of the time of Zechiah. Oh, I see. I think what he means by the time of Zechiah is that, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if he was mafkir's chametz, we're afraid that he wants to be zochen that chametz. The same thing should apply in Bittel. And according to that logic, Rabbi Yochanan dictates that chametz shalva Pesach is also. Now we get to the Pnei Yoshua. The Pnei Yoshua has a proof that even in the case of Ones, there's Chomet Shavua Pesach. And this he derives from the Hagos Maimonios. Mi shes arvu lo chitin chametz, bechitin ksheros. He has now a mixture of chametz and chitin that he says are not chametz. This arvu lo chitim shel chametz bechitim ksheros. Ksheros means that it's has like a din of matzah. I don't mean matzah literally, but I mean to say it's not chometz. V'nodlo mikach, rak li'achar ha-pesach. He was unaware of this tarovis. Says that goes my money is, sorach l'holich ha-noli ha-melach. In other words, even though in this case he was mevatel his chometz, but nevertheless, there is an Iser of Chomet Sha'ovar Olav HaPesach. That's why Tzarech Lo Lichol Yam HaMelech, Hano Olav Yam HaMelech. Now again, if there was already Bittel, so then why he didn't violate by Rabbi Matzah, why should there be an Iser of Chomet Sha'ovar HaPesach? Why do you say Tzarech Lo Holich Hano Olav Yam HaMelech? He knew that the chitim were chametz before Pesach. But as a result of the fact that these chitim got mixed up with other chitim, which were not chametz, lo nodalo. And if he wasn't aware of it, then mistama bitlam. You know, he makes a general bitl. The afal pishlo yoda mea iruv ad liachra Pesach. Even though he'd only found out about this mixture after Pesach, and therefore he was onus. Nevertheless, the Tarovus is also banor. Azoi shteitin hagos maimonios. So if he had a Tarovus of chitin sheres and chitin shal chomets, he finds out only after Pesach. Here's a case of an onus. He was unaware of the fact that there were chitin shel chomets in this Tarovus. And yet, we apply the principle of Chomet Shavua Pesach, even though, since he wasn't aware of the fact that this Chomets, this Chitin Shel Chomets was mixed in, he was Mevatel Chomets as a general Bittel. That's called Mestoma Bittlo. And even though he didn't know about the Taroves of Chomets with non-Chomets until after Pesach he finds out about it, he was Anus. And therefore the Torah says that the Taroves is Osir Banor. Rabbi Kiveger in his Tshuvas rejects this proof of the Pnei Yoshua. He says, L'chora, if he had a pas that was not Nikar, that was Chometz, and he thought it was Matzah, even though he's Mevatel all the Chometz in his Rishus, when he says Kol Chamiya, that bitter would not be chal on the pas, because as far as he's concerned, in his mindset, he assumed that it was that there was no chametz there. I saw he wanted to hold on to this matzah, which is really chametz, so he's not going to include it in his bittel. So therefore, even in a case where it's tarovis of chitin, shel chametz bechitin ksheros, and he doesn't know about it, he never had kavanah to be mafkir in the tarovis, and therefore it's not included in his bittul, and that's why it's aser. So that's not the same as the Rambam, because here there's a clear-cut violation of Bayera Bayimotze, albeit Bishkoga. Rabbeinu Manoach interprets the Rambam in the cases of Shogig and Ones, that the Chometz becomes Asur, even in a situation where he wasn't Mevatel as Chometz, or he was Mevatel before Pesach, or during Moed, when he found out that he's got Chometz in his possession. Once he was Megala Daito, that Lemafreya, that the Bittel was Betos, since he's not being mevatel it, it's an invalid bittel, therefore he violates by Yerubay Motzei, and that's why the chametz is asur. But if he doesn't find the chametz until after the moed, then it would not be asur, because he didn't violate by Yerubay Motzei. And the Gemara says clearly that Reb Shimon is a knas because he violates by Yerubay Motzei. So if he was mevatalit and he never rescinded his bittel, then he doesn't violate by Rabbi Matzeh, and therefore he's not roi l'knas. When the Rambam speaks about shkoga and ones, and he says the chametz is asur, that's either in a case where he wasn't mevatal his chametz, or he was mevatal before Pesach, but later on when he found the chametz, he was ma'akev the chametz, meaning he held on to it, and therefore he was mevatel as bittel, and that's why he violates Bal Yerubay by Yomotze. So that's Rabbeinu Manoach in the Rambam, and that really is different than all that we saw in the other Shitos. Now, what would be the reason why, in cases of Shogig and Ones, the Chametz would be Asur? Where's the knas, and why is he, so to speak, worthy of knas? So we spoke about the concept of harama before. Let's just mention that in certain achronim, the Rabbi Kivega and the Panim Eros, they want to suggest that if there was bittel, we should be mekil, and if he was nenas, in the fact that he couldn't be mavar the chametz, couldn't destroy it, so that cannot combine with the bittel should be enough to be matir. And we're not going to apply a principle of kansu shogeg atu mezid. So if he was mavatel, you're left with an isa drabbanon. We're not going to be choshish far roma, and he proves that. Again, that's a Gemara in Gittin Daf Nun Dalet. The Loch is like Rabbi Shimon Sha'asurim. And nevertheless, if he fell b'shogeg, then mutarim. So, in other words, we don't apply a knas to Rabbanon of shogeg atu mezid. The Chasam Sofer adds the following: that bittul min haTorah is belay. Right, lo yirolcha batel belimcha, the Sifri says. In other words, it should be considered in his mind, in his eyes, as the chametz is afar. It's like the dust of the earth. It's not his at all. In such a case, even if the chametz is found later on in his otzros, he doesn't violate it, and therefore it's mutal yachar Pesach. All this is muscle elibo shel adam. So Chazal we yored l'sof daito shel adam, and they said that if the chametz is going to be mutter in the case of bittel, then even if he's mevatel it and he recites the nusach of kol chamiyah, which is a standard nusach, it won't be a complete bittel because he knows that this chametz is going to be mutter manoy after Pesach. So it's not true that the chametz is nechshav b'einov ke'ofar. He wants to be zocha and enjoy the chametz after Pesach, and therefore it's a rotza b'kiyuma, the bittel is not a bittel. And the Yosemech writes that even in situations where it's not shaykh to be kones him, for example, a person left chametz and then he died, The chometz is also manah, even though there was no violation of Bal Yerah Bayim Matzeh, or for example, if his chometz was stolen in Avraham on Pesach, even though the nigzal had no access, no possibility of being mavired. And the reason for this is because the kavanas haTorah and the isur Bal Yerah Bayim Matzeh in chometz was kedei shelo yovel yochlo. And Chazal were marchik es ha'odim in avera. They did a mishmeres l'mishmeres. And what did they say? They said that just like the Torah is afraid of leaving chametz around because you might come to eat it, that's called Bayiro Bayimotzei, the Chazal went a couple of steps further to be marchik es ha'odim in avera. They were required bedika, they required bitol and bedika, lo bedilimine, it's different than all the other isurim. They were choshesh that even if in a scenario where the chametz is not mavur because of ones or some other extraneous circumstances, we still have to worry about the possibility of his eating the chametz. And therefore the chametz is going to be osur banah, even though the absence of the beer of the chametz is ba'ones. Because even in this scenario, he could come to achilas chametz. And Iser ze gorem she'ein shum to'eles me'achometz u'badol minei mimenu bi'oser. Now, in other words, we're trying to create a situation, a psychology of badol minei, so that we don't have the chashash of shem yovel liochlo. And if we insist on an absolute all-encompassing Iser of chometz shalvah Pesach, we can, in a sense, strengthen this psychology of bottle mine, and we're not afraid that it'll come to eat it. Now, Reb Shmuel Rozovsky in his Shiurim on Psachim has two other sources, two other sugyas that he wants to quote. One is in Bavli, one's in Yerushalmi. In the Bavli on Daf Lamed is Machlokes Amoroim regarding Kederos bePesach. In other words, he has these kederos which he cooked chametz in during the entire year. So there's a bli of tam chametz. And according to Rav Yishavru, he should break these kelim because he might come to cook in them on Pesach. Now, if he cooks on them in Pesach, min bimino, there's no bittul. Shmuel says he doesn't have to break up his kelim. He can leave the kelim around till after Pesach. And then he could cook in these kelim whether or not bimino or she'eno mino. Rashi explains that Rav is going l'shitoso, he passes like Rabbi Yehuda the chometz, even li'achar zman is also banoah. And he holds that chometz is also b'mashu, and no sintam of gam is also in chometz. Therefore, there's no possibility to be masha the kederos ad li'achar pesach. Rashi himself paskins that we accept Shmuel and not Rav, for two reasons. First of all, Rava paskins like Reb Shimon, which means that Tarovas Chometz Liachrizman Isur Muteris Legamre, and Bliya is considered like a Tarovas, even less than a Tarovas. And number two, La Locha, we paskin that no Sin Tam Lefgam is Mutter, and therefore after the days of Pesach pass, and there's no longer Tam of Chometz in the Defanas HaKli, and therefore it's Mutter. And that's called Tam Lefgam. So we should ask the following question. Why did Rashi have to give the first explanation? He could have just said that Hare Yochaloma She'al Habliya Shebekelimein Ovrim Klal B'Bal Yiroa. We paskin in Shulchan Aruch that there's no problem of Bal Yiroa Bayimotze on Bliya Bekelim. And if that be the case, there's no violation of Bal Yiroa Bayimotze, how could it be a Knas? And it would seem, therefore, that Rashi assumes that even in the absence of a violation by Rabbi Matzah on the Bliya, nevertheless, it'll be Osir Banah after Pesach if you cook in the same pot, Min Bimino. And the answer is, Lo Chilku Chachom B'Knas. We have to assume that once the Chachom instituted this Knas, then it applies Umitum in general, all across the board. Even if there's Bliya B'Kalim and there's no violation of Bal Yiroa Bayimotzei, there's a Tam Ki Ikar, and therefore if he cooks in this pot after Pesach, he asses the Pesach of food in the pot. Now, In the Yerushalmi, we saw that according to Rabbi Yochanan, if he's mafkir his chametz, the chametz is asur because he's going to be zocha in it. And the Pnei Moshe explains that Rabbi Yossi holds, and Rabbi Yochanan accepts Rabbi Yossi, that hefker is lo yotzim reshuso. It doesn't leave the reshus of the mafkir until somebody else brings the object into his reshus, meaning he's zocha in it. The second explanation of the Yerushalmi for Rabbi Yochanan is Chayshin la Roma, that he's going to say that he was mafkered, but really in truth he wasn't mafkered. The nafkamina is going to be Nuflo Chomet and Nuflo of Apollos. If we're going with Haroma, it's Mutter. There's no Haroma. But if you go with the Tam Zchi, it's Asur. Why? Because the Chomet never left his Rishus, even though it was buried deep down below the debris. But it's in his Rishus. Now, according to Rashi's sheet and the Ran sheet, that Nuflo of Apollos, he has to be Mafkir or Mivatul, it only Min Rabbanon, on a Doraisa level, the Mapolis makes a Kimavuar. So why does Gemara say that if you go with the Tam of Zechiah, the Yerushalmi says, the Chometz is also, in the case of Nuflo of Apollos, it's also after Pesach. After all, the Bailim don't violate Bal Yerah Bal Yematzi in this situation, because it's Kimavuar. That's the law of Chometz Sharav and Pesach. So why... what's the logic to justify being instituting a knas here? It must be that since, even in Nuflal Amapolis, it's not Hefker, and he's still Zocha, he still owns the Chametz. And it's defined as Chametz Shel Yisrael, and it's Nesar Achav Pesach, even though he doesn't violate Bal Yerah Bal Yematzeh. So on one level it's Kimavur, and therefore he doesn't violate Bal Yerah Bal Yematzeh. On the other level it's his, he owns the Chametz, and that's enough to generate an Iser of Chomet Shalav Pesach, even though, despite the absence of a violation of Bal Yerah Bal Yematzeh, because the Chomet is Kimavur. Now the Kesef Mishnah, at the beginning of Chomet Matzah, says that according to the Ran, if he doesn't violate Bal Yerah Bal Yematzeh, neither Midaraisa nor Midrabanan, like for example, Shachacho, he didn't remember the Chomet, and after the Pesach he finds it. In such a case, it's mutter. And therefore, in the case of Yisrael, Shehirhin Chemtso Eitzel Anachri, we're going to have to assume that when the Gemara mentions this case of an Isra on the Chometz, because Balchov Lemafreya who gove, if it's Hirhinu, it's only in a case of a lemafreya where he violates Bal Yerah Bal Yematzeh. If he doesn't have money to be porea, and he doesn't violate Bal Yerah Bal Yematzeh, then there's no Yisra Anah. Now the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Tof Mem Ches, Chomet Shel Yisrael Shavar Lo Bepesach, Osar Banah, Afilu Hinicho B'Shogeg O Be'ones. And then he Paskins that Chomet Shenimtso Bebeis Yisrael Achar Pesach, Osar, Afal Pisha Bitel. So Rabbi Kivega says that he has the following deliberation. He vacillates on the following question. When the Shulchan Aruch says it's Osur Banoa B'Shogeg Ba'ones, does that apply only if he wasn't Mevatel? And the Chiddush is that even though he violated Bal Yerah Bal Yematzeh B'Shogeg Ba'ones, nevertheless it's Osur. Like, for example, he gives the case of Tukfa Choli. He wasn't able to be Mevatel the Chometz, even Belibo. He was so in such a state of being. Yet the Chometz is, right? The Chometz is also Banoah. And maybe in this case, he's going to be included in the Knas because it was Birshuso, and there's an Iser Chometz Doraisa. Aye, the Mechaber writes, Afilu Shebitol. That's a case of where he wasn't onus on the bir chometz, and therefore they gave him a knas, even though he doesn't violate Bal Yerah Bal Yematzeh, because in any event, I'm saying even though he didn't violate Bal Yerah Bal Yematzeh, nevertheless, he violated Takanas Chazal that required him to be mavair the chometz. Or, for example, we might be choshla roma, they didn't have a bitul b'leiv karoi. So even if he didn't have a bit of belev, he doesn't violate the Yisur Bal Yerah Bal Yematzeh Doraisa, nevertheless, and even if he's honest on the beer chametz, Nevertheless, what does he say here? Just want to v'gam haya anus al biur shaya anus is bazeshel okiem es takonis chazal. Shall we say, says Rabbi Kvega, that lo kansu, and the comments is mutabano, or shall we say no lo chilku klal ubecholof and shahaya chametz shalo is bayer is asur behano. Okay, now we had the proof of the Magen Mishnah from Herhinu Etzlo, and Rabbi Kivager has a kasha on the Magen Mishnah. I don't think that we'll have time to go through this now, so Beli Neder will leave this for another time. And we just offer this introduction because it seems that the Issur of Chametz Shavua Pesach as a knas, even though it's the Rabbanon, extends way beyond the narrow straits of Averas Bal Yiroh B'Yemotzeh, and a knas in the classical sense of a penalty and a punishment for a violation. So Beli Neder will try to pick this up again another day.